I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 9th. North Quincy girls basketball will host Pentucket today at 5 p.m. and North Quincy boys basketball will host Walpole tonight at 7. And you can watch both playoff games live here on QATV Channel 8 and live streamed at qatv.org/sports. North Quincy boys hockey lost to Danvers 5-1 last night, bringing their season to an end. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott will be holding a Coffee with the Sheriff meet and greet today from 8 to 9 a.m. at the Early American Restaurant on Hancock Street in Quincy Center. McDermott has been holding a series of public meetings at restaurants all over Norfolk County to give residents a chance to discuss issues of concern. The Four River Bridge on Route 3A between Quincy and Weymouth will be closed to traffic for 1 hour from 4 to 5 a.m. this Saturday for maintenance. The state says that police and electronic message boards will be in place to detour drivers. The work is weather dependent. Police are investigating a serious crash on Blue Hill Avenue in Milton. A black pickup truck and a white sedan collided about a mile away from the Curry College campus last night. Both vehicles were heavily damaged, and it's evident that rescue tools were used to free the people inside. Police have not said how many people were in the cars or the extent of their injuries. Investigators from the Norfolk County DA's office were at the scene with local police. Secretary of State Bill Galvin is calling on Attorney General Mara Healey to investigate the sudden spike in gas prices. The average price of regular unleaded gas climbed 8 cents overnight and is now $4.24 per gallon, according to AAA. That is a new record high. Gas stations said they're feeling the pinch too, blaming the crisis with Russia. Gas station owners say they're passing on increased costs from wholesalers. However, some state officials question why prices vary from one station to another. Galvin said the Russian crisis should not impact the price of gas now because that fuel was bought weeks ago. Galvin's calling on Healey to investigate, saying the attorney general can review the books of retailers and wholesalers to determine if the prices are based on fair profit or gouging. Healey's office has not indicated if it plans to pursue an investigation. Healey, a Democrat, is a declared candidate for governor. Republican gubernatorial candidate Chris Doughty is calling for Beacon Hill to take action and temporarily suspend the state's tax on gasoline. He suggested that the state's 24-cent gas tax be suspended until prices drop below $3.70 a gallon. The State House News Service reported Governor Baker hinted he might be looking at the gas tax as an option last week when asked what the state could do to ease the impact of inflation. More than six dozen surprise inspections were conducted at Massachusetts gas stations shortly before the gas prices in the state hit historic highs. A spokesperson with the Massachusetts Office of Consumer Affairs and Business Regulation said that the state's Division of Standards conducted unannounced inspections of 75 service stations across the Commonwealth between March 1st and March 4th. During those inspections, officers issued 3 civil citations and 3 written warnings. The division said it will continue these types of inspections. The division ensures the accuracy of weighing and measuring devices, such as gas station pumps and grocery scales. In addition, the division ensures compliance with laws governing price advertising and ensures that products such as gasoline, lubricating oils, and antifreeze meet certain standards of content and performance. The division encourages consumers who feel as though they're not receiving an accurate amount of gasoline at the pump or who find discrepancies between the prices stations have posted at the street or pump top or that appear on the pump screen to submit a complaint with the division. The average price for a gallon of gas in Mass did set a new record yesterday, according to AAA. It is now $4.24, up 8 cents from the previous record set just on Monday. A week ago, it was just $3.63 a gallon. That is a 61-cent per gallon increase in just 7 days. The highest gas prices in the state are on the Cape and Islands. It's $5.08 a gallon on Nantucket. The national average now stands at $4.17 a gallon. California has the highest average in the nation at $5.44 per gallon. Prices have been rising rapidly since Russia invaded Ukraine last month. Russia is one of the top three oil producers in the world. President Biden announced a U.S. ban on Russian oil and gas imports yesterday, the latest response to the invasion. AAA has several steps to help you save money at the pump. Buy regular gas if you can. Slow down to be more fuel efficient. Properly inflate your tires. And drive less if possible. AAA does have an app to help you find the best price in your area. Well, the Quincy Planning Board will review a proposal for a new development in Quincy Center today. LBC Boston wants to put up a 215-unit apartment building with ground floor retail and a 66-space parking garage on property they own in the former Hancock parking lot across from the Quincy Courthouse. The new building would be at the corner of Hancock Street and Revere Road. LBC bought the property from the city for $1.3 million. LBC also owns the property at the corner of Dennis Ryan Parkway and Revere Road, but has no proposal to develop that site right now. LBC previously constructed the new Nova Residences apartment building on Hancock Street in Quincy Center that opened in 2019. Also today, the Planning Board will review a proposal for an 80-unit building with ground floor retail and a parking garage on Beale Street in Wollaston, and a proposal for 46 condos off Independence Ave near the Braintree Town Line, and a 28-unit apartment complex proposed for Newcomb Street in Quincy Center. Planning Board will meet remotely today at 5:30 p.m. Norton police discovered what appeared to be a clandestine meth lab in a wooded area in that town Monday. The detectives were searching the area off South Washington Street at about 2 p.m., looking for a possible homeless encampment, but instead discovered a plastic tote containing bottles of chemicals, among other items, according to a press release. At the time, no one was near the site. The Department of Environmental Protection, State Fire Marshal's Office, State Police Clandestine Laboratory Enforcement Team, and the Norton Fire Department were all notified of the discovery and responded to the scene. According to police, crews were at the scene for about 5 hours and the chemicals were tested and properly disposed of. The matter remains under investigation. Six Boston area hospitals and healthcare centers have joined a nationwide initiative to study long COVID, a COVID-19 side effect where patients have lingering symptoms for months or even years after being infected, but they need your help. Long COVID can include many symptoms, including brain fog, fatigue, shortness of breath. While scientists understand some things about long COVID, there is still much to be learned. The collaborative includes Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, Mass General, Tufts Medical, Cambridge Health Alliance, Boston Medical, and Brigham and Women's. Together, the hospitals have named the collaborative the Greater Boston COVID Recovery Cohorts. Some questions that the cohort will be trying to answer include, what does recovery from a COVID-19 infection look like among different groups? How many people continue to have symptoms after acute infection? Why do some people develop these effects while others do not? Over the next year, the cohort is hoping to enroll more than 900 participants in Boston and over 17,000 participants nationwide to be part of the study. Two Newton nonprofits celebrated International Women's Day yesterday by giving back to the community. A group of 50 volunteers were on hand at Cradles to Crayons to sort through and package items that have been donated to the Newton facility. Those items will then be distributed to women and children living in low-income situations and dealing with homelessness in Massachusetts. Cradles to Crayons partners with South Shore Stars, which helps with the development of children from an early age. Both organizations say they're happy to help the women in the area who need it the most. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down again. The Dow lost 184 points. The NASDAQ dropped 35. The S&P fell 30. Most Asian markets rebounded. In currencies, the dollar and the euro are up. Oil is almost $126 a barrel. In sports, Celtics will host Charlotte tonight at 7 o'clock. National Weather Service forecast for today. Cloudy in the morning. Snow arrives this afternoon and will continue into this evening, accumulating a coating to perhaps up to 2 inches by tonight. High today 40, low tonight 27. Sunshine returns tomorrow with milder temperatures in the low 50s. Friday, partly cloudy 50, and rain could be heavy at times. Saturday, high 51. For the boater, waves about a foot. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide just before 4:30 this afternoon. Sun rose at 6:06, sets at 5:43. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 9th.